and they are approaching the end of their days, they often speak with a tremendous honesty and clarity. So people would talk to me about their lives, reflecting on what they'd done, what they'd not done, what they were proud of, what they regretted. And I don't remember anyone in that context telling me that their one big regret was that they never got out to swimming with dolphins or learning to play the saxophone. These sorts of things may be fantastic experiences. They may give us wonderful memories. But when all is nearly said and done, these are not the things which really matter. These are not the things which really bring satisfaction to the soul. There's something altogether more fundamental to who we are as human beings than just a list of interesting activities. Someone has said, having a good friend to hold my hand as I slip out of this world is going to be far more important than having good stories to tell them. Perhaps the saddest thing in the world is to come to the end of your days and realise that you gave the best of them, chasing after things which really didn't matter that much, which really didn't bring the contentment and the satisfaction we were after. Now the plea to avoid that outcome in life is the great cry of the prophet in our reading from Isaiah this morning. You know, prophets by the nature of their role at least, were often condemning, they were often warning, they were often pointing out things that people didn't want to notice about themselves or their society. But what we read in that passage is tremendously positive. It's the call to waken up and to really live the life we've been given. It's a call to do the very best that we can with the days that we have available to us. Everyone who's thirsty, he writes, come to the waters. It's an invitation for us to look for that which will really satisfy us. And with the invitation comes that promise that actually it does exist. The satisfaction we thirst for in life is actually possible. The only requirement is that you have the thirst for it, the desire for it, the longing for it. And not everyone does, of course. Some people are content to just settle for the small goals, to feel as if they're achieving something as they tick the things off on their list. But life surely has so much more richness to offer us than that. We were made for more than that. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Then, just as much as now, it's easy to believe that everything has a price, that everything can be measured by its financial value. But there are some things which are beyond that kind of measurement, some things which are beyond price. And if we never discover that, perhaps we haven't really lived as fully as we think. Why, the prophet asks, do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Why do you want for those things which don't actually bring satisfaction? You know, I remember when I was young, and we're going back quite a long time now, reading stories of how the first European settlers would land among native people and how they would trade with them, giving them what to them were, to the Europeans, were worthless things, for items which were really valuable back in Europe. The natives of these southern lands, they didn't know any better in the minds of the Europeans, and so they would accept shiny ornaments, broken pieces of mirror. They would accept those in exchange for gold or rare jewels. And the sophisticated explorers laughed at how foolish these native people were, ready to give up so much in exchange for bright-looking things that were worth so little. I remember hearing those stories, and it must have lodged in my mind somehow, and now somehow that appears to me to be a real picture of how we all live our lives. We give up that which is genuinely priceless, and we spend our time, our energy, our intelligence, all to gain things or sensations or status which might look very attractive, but actually, ultimately, are worthless. We spend our money, to use the prophet's terms, for that which is not bread. We work for that which does not satisfy. And I know from talking with people who are approaching the end of their lives and who therefore have that clarity and that honesty, that the low value of such things can suddenly become clear. And yet this information has always been available to us. This insight has always been offered to us. There have always been prophets and preachers who have seen through the lies of our culture and called on people to waken up before it's too late. Even though the attraction of the little prizes has often proven enough to keep us entranced. This morning also we heard Jesus telling that parable about a fig tree which didn't produce any figs. Well, probably produced a lot of other things. It probably had an impressive collection of branches and some fine-looking leaves. It no doubt offered some colour in the landscape, some shade for those who needed it. The point Jesus is making is that tree was put there to produce figs, and it never actually produced any figs, then it can reasonably be considered a bit of a failure, no matter what else it's done. It can reasonably be considered a bit of a waste of space. And if the fig tree itself had sufficient insight, it would probably have to agree it's not made the most of its opportunities. Here we are, given life so that we can be fruitful, so that we can be expressions of that great divine purpose behind all of life, so that we can build relationships and create love and show compassion and expand justice. And if we get to the end of our lives and we haven't done any of that, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised if we're left feeling a little empty. We might be able to point to all sorts of other things which we have done and which we thought looked impressive, but if we've never done the things we were created to do, we're not going to feel fulfilled or satisfied. And it doesn't matter how many mountains we might have climbed, how many lakes we might have been swimming in, or how many awards we might have won. So the call of God, which we hear again this morning, is the call to get real, to see what's actually going on, to work for that which will bring that real, deep kind of satisfaction. Let me then offer you my top three list of things to make sure you get round to doing before it's too late. And I promise it doesn't contain anything about jumping out of aeroplanes or dancing with 80s pop stars. My number one on my list, get right with God. Recognise the fact that we might have wasted much of the life we've been given on trivial things. Just stop pretending and set aside our pride and face up to the mistakes we've made and confess them. And while that might sound very religious, it's really just about getting real and being honest and seeing ourselves as we really are. Stop hiding behind the person we pretend to be. Stop believing our own Facebook profiles. Stop pretending to be the person we want others to think we are, because there's a deeper truth about us than that. And it would be terrible to go through all of our life and realise we've never actually discovered that deeper truth. We've never actually lived as that person. So number one, we begin right with God in that sense. Number two, very simple, be thankful. We can all be so grumpy, myself included, and no matter how much we have, we always just seem to want something else. We're so blessed by God, and we insult God by our lack of thankfulness. What a terrible waste to live all the days that we've been given and suddenly realise we've never really been thankful for all the wonderful blessings we've been given. Get right with God, be thankful, and thirdly, perhaps more directly, give something away. You know we're all going to leave it all behind anyway. We're going to be forced to recognise that what we have in the bank is not going to be worth very much to us in the future. That's always been true, whether we've recognised it or not. And what a terrible waste to go through all the days we've been given and find that we've hoarded so much and done so little good with it. So as a spiritual exercise, and to prove to yourself that you really are waking up to the deeper truths of reality, just give something away. The call of God is the call to waken up, to be real, to start living for that which is actually worthy of our efforts, to start spending ourselves on those things which will actually satisfy. May we hear that call. May we do something about it while we are able to do something about it. Let's pause for a moment and perhaps reflect on something in that message that's been speaking to you, and we'll listen to some music as we do so.